What began in 1976 among a small group of friends in Albany has grown over the years. And on Saturday, the Honest Weight Food Co-op will mark its 40th anniversary with a celebration. For more, I spoke with Janet Topel, who handles promotions and marketing for Honest Weight, and Rebecca Rice, Secretary of the Board of Directors, who took us back to the beginnings of Honest Weight 40 years ago.
There were a number of food buying clubs in the downtown area, some of them, one of them mostly people from Elm Street. They had sort of started and stopped and started and stopped. They were meeting in people's basements and people's living rooms. And ultimately, there was a moment in time when a small storefront on Quail Street became available for rent, and they decided that it was time to open a storefront. And they came together and cleaned it up and moved in.
What's a co-op? How is that different from your regular grocery store?
When they were buying clubs, what they would do is they would figure out a product that they all wanted. Let's say whole wheat flour or brown rice. A lot of them were macrobiotic. They were really into health foods, and they were buying things that were hard to find. So they would get enough people together to share a 50-pound bag of this or a 5-gallon bucket of that. And they would go in together. They would prepay. They would go in together on picking it up and getting it back to Albany and split up in somebody's living room and into people's hands. They wanted to do that work themselves, to save money on their food and to be building community together by working on a project. That was the origins of our co-op. It was very hands-on. It was very much everybody helped. Everybody did what they could. So when the co-op started, when the storefront opened, they actually did everything themselves. And the idea was that instead of having paid employees, that they could get it, get that work done, save money, and have a good time together. So they would have a party to create new bins or to build a walk-in cooler from scratch or to reinstall something that they had found really, really cheap.
Janet, what about the 40th anniversary? You're having an event this Saturday. Tell us about what will be going on. Who'll be there? How's the celebration going to be handled?
We'll have local vendors sampling their food. I have 6 of them lined up. We'll have a smoothie bike outside if the weather permits. People come, right, make their own smoothies, taste that. We'll have live music, gift card giveaways, games and coloring activities, raffles, door busters. Different departments will have steeply reduced products. I can name some of the local vendors. Three Village Cheese, that's from Poland, New York. They do artisan cheese. Our Daily Eats is from Albany, New York. They make maple roasted nuts and other good things to eat. Blue Moon Sorbet, they're from Vermont. All their sorbets are made from natural ingredients. Flower Girl Bake Shop, they're from West Rupert, Vermont. They specialize in handcraft American desserts. Old World Provisions, they're in Troy, New York, and they make deli products.
Rebecca, what about the membership? You don't have to be a member to shop at Honest Weight, correct?
Thank you for saying that. So that has actually been true ever since we started the storefront on Quail, that it's always been open to the public. Just anyone can come and shop there. You don't have to buy a membership, buy a card, have anything. You can just come and shop. The prices that are marked on our products are the prices that if you're not a member, you would pay. If you become a shareholder, you would get a discount. And if you become a working member, somebody who actually contributes time to operating the store or helping on a committee or helping with being on the board or any of those kinds of things, you get a further discount.
How has Honest Weight changed over the 40 years? Obviously, you've made some moves. You've gone from Quail up to Central. Now you're over on Watervliet Avenue.
We've grown and grown and grown. Mm-hmm. It's been almost exponential growth, I would describe it as. They started in a tiny space on Quail. They kept adding more spaces, knocking down walls, acquiring additional properties, getting access to new basements and second stories. They were packed to the gills. By the time I joined in 92, that place was so crowded they didn't know where to turn. Then we rented space on Central after a long look for a place to buy. We were looking at every option that would keep us in this part of Albany and ended up on Central.
Janet, is it hard to compete? I don't know if you compete is the right word, but you've got all the supermarket chains, you've got grocery stores. Do you have to promote yourself as something alternative to these markets? How do you tell people about Honest Weight?
We tell people that we're a community organization. We do have community outreach, which is fairly extensive. They come in. We have the largest bulk section.
Yes, absolutely.
In the north. We have 95 items. It's crazy. I keep promoting it by having local vendors come in on the weekends and during the week. We have a very active membership group.
We have a lot of local producers of vegetables and fruits, but also of things like granola and baked goods and just really almost anything in around the edges of the store has a huge local flavor, and that's been very intentional.
Rebecca, where do you see the next 40 years going? I know it's a long time, but what changes? Yeah. What do you see in the near future, actually?
There are some things that we would be very excited to do that came up during strategic planning. So one of those is to create our own label using farm seconds to create great local year-round products, soups and canned things and frozen things. A lot of people are very excited to see us move in that direction. I think that there's definitely an interest in us beginning to have some sort of a delivery service of meals and or simply a product. So those are two ways I can see us growing. But one of the things we care about the most is maintaining the feeling of the community that we've got. And we don't plan to open a whole chain of stores. It's not something that any of us are thinking of. We really want to solidify who we are and reach out better to the neighborhood, make people understand more that they could shop here, and continue our efforts in helping people to make good, healthy decisions about what they're going to eat and how they're going to live.
Rebecca Rice and Janet Topel are with the Honest Weight Food Co-op, which will celebrate its 40th anniversary this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. at its location, 100 Watervliet Avenue in Albany.